Gender-free model, students should stop calling teachers Mr. and Mrs., UK educators told. By Kurt Sindelka on February 16, 2022. British teachers were reportedly told that students should not refer to them as Mr. and Mrs. in a training session organized by the National Education Union. In order to foster a gender-free education model, the chief executive of the Educate and Celebrate charity, Dr. Ellie Barnes, told educators in a lecture entitled Getting the Language Right for 2022 that pupils should use gender-neutral terms such as teacher when in the classroom, instead of the traditional Mr. and Mrs. honorifics. The 90-minute webinar from Dr. Barnes, a copy of which was obtained by The Telegraph, went on to advocate for classrooms to abandon other gender-specific terms such as boys, girls, son, and mother, in favor of alternatives such as students, pupils, child, and parent. During the lecture, which was organized and funded by the National Education Union, NEU, Dr. Barnes introduced a code of conduct to be introduced at the start of term, and said that those who disagreed with the far-left agenda should be barred from the school. The Educate and Celebrate chief also said that schools should be introducing gender-free uniforms, saying, "Don't say a boy's fit or a girl's fit." The charity's website boasts that thousands of nurseries, primary schools, secondary schools, colleges and businesses have signed up to their Pride and Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Award. "We equip you and your communities with the knowledge, skills and confidence to embed gender, gender identity and sexual orientation into the fabric of your organization," Educate and Celebrate says. According to The Telegraph, the charity has previously been funded by the government's Department for Education, DfE, and has secured government contracts. One of the teachers who attended the webinar criticized the National Education Union, NEU, for funding the lecture from the far-left group. "It was propaganda for trans activists and completely against the DfE guidelines, but they were presenting it as fact. Teachers will take what this woman says as fact because the training was organized by the NOI and they're not going to question their union," the teacher told the publication. The female educator, who asked to remain anonymous for fear of professional repercussions, said that she felt personally disrespected as a woman by the advice given by Educate and Celebrate. "They're trying to erase us by taking away our language, saying we should avoid words like mother, and we're paying for it essentially," she said. The parent-led campaign group, the Safe Schools Alliance, also said that it was unacceptable for the NOI to be using membership fees to host leftist lectures. Responding to the critiques, a spokesman for the NOI said, "An increasing number of teenagers are identifying as non-binary, and education needs to respond to this, but the NOI does not believe that schools can or should adopt gender-neutral language across the board. This training came from an external provider and was organized locally. The NOI will review its contents to ensure it is consistent with our policies." The NOI has previously come under criticism for pushing leftist ideology surrounding race. Last year, for example, the 450,000-member union called for teachers to undergo activist training to combat the supposed ills of whiteness and colonialism in British schools. The union has also been accused of propagating Soviet-esque indoctrination after it was revealed that the NOI had called for toddlers to be taught about their supposed white privilege. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.